Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, James White. This is Montana Gazette Radio. It's the 16th day of December 2020. And get ready, folks. We're about to be on a wild ride here. Before we get to the program, though, I would like to say this program is sponsored by the Corner Shop in downtown Kalispell. It's the Kalispell's full-service auto repair facility. You can go by there and check it out and speak to Dan Corn and all the fine staff there. I'll be happy to help you out. They're on 1212 South Main Street if you want to stop in and speak to him between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. If not, give him a call at 406-755-7777. That's 406-755-7777, the Corner Shop. Okay, I tell you, my view is the world's about to change here, folks. Like, it's never going to be the same. It's probably not going to be the same now, but it's going to be on steroids here pretty soon. I'm going to hit some of the news here real quick. This is going to be a brief, like, 15-minute update. I'll be coming back at 9:30 for a longer, much longer update under the Critical Disclosure radio show. So feel free to come back and join me then. Just check out the announcement should have went out already. Okay, let me go here and just hit this news real quick. The governor, current governor, is taking credit, of course, for the no COVID spikes due to the he credits himself and his citizen obedience. Now that's despite the fact that a lot of people just basically said, no, we're not going to do it. He's taking credit for it anyway, much like I think Biden will try to when he's not going to become president. But what he would try to do is try to take credit for everything that Trump's done. That's just how they operate. That's how they roll. Not going to happen, though. Not going to happen. He's going to be disappointed, I'm afraid. So let's move over here to the COVID-19 coronavirus news here. And let's look at this report. And it makes you wonder, what's the use of getting the latest round here if this is the case? So let's just check this out here. We'll play this video. This is fair use, by the way. They're going to flag me, but and analyzing the news, this is fair use. We'll see. Go, folks. They just keep moving the goalposts. They just keep moving the goalposts. You realize that they allow people to in mass come together to protest. However, you cannot, even if you're vaccinated, you still have to wear your mask and be locked down, just so you know, right? So you realize, what's the use? If you're going to have to live the same lifestyle that you're living now with no improvements, why take that chance? Because it's a fraud. That's why. It's a scam. It's a ruse. It's a con. We know this. We've talked about this on the show more times than I can mention, but that's what we're dealing with here again. Another con. It's a con job. It's a total con job. But the things that I think are about to get real, much better. Let's check this out here. Of course, we see this comes from Bards FM. Researchers suspect these new passports will quickly be extended to employment, education, and even buying food. Vaccine passports on your phone. You see, you knew that was coming. Let's go here to this screen right here. You saw it coming, so this isn't going to work, I guess. I guess that failed on me. You saw it coming with the tracing and tracking that was occurring on the phones. You saw that happening. You knew that was coming, and now, of course, they are as you see, they are going to be using your phone as a passport to be able to get to live your life. You're going to have the vaccine. You're going to have that vaccine, passport app on your phone, I suppose. So I've lost the, there we go. All right. Let's go to the next one here. What you're hearing a lot more now is about Julian Assange. He's asked for a pardon from President Trump. What I'm understanding is that Bill Barr was one of the major impediments from having him be pardoned. I don't know. They don't tell me these things. But is Julian Assange going to be coming out and verifying that Seth Rich is the one that gave him the information from the server? Lots happening, folks. We're going to read something here towards at the end here that's going to sum some of these things up. You realize that the executive order that Trump signed in 2018, the director of national intelligence is going to have to put his report out here pretty soon. So we're going to examine that here in a minute. And here's one of the main things that I want to get across here. I'm going to read this document as well. And let's go down here. Boy, my board failed on me here. There we go. Okay, this comes from Robert Patrick Lewis. Be ready, Patriots. Be ready. Patriots are the backup and a fail-safe. Pray that you're not needed. Prepare as if you will be. And this comes from Ron Code Monkey Z, who just got tweeted by the president, and also who just ran a hit piece on him because he's a QAnon guy. This is from a couple of hours ago. As I said, he's been helping break the wall, the technology wall that they've tried to put in place to hide all this stuff. So right here, this is his statement. We are about to witness Trump end the globalist siege. With his back to the wall and years of preparation for this one moment in time, he will go for broke, proverbial bayonet in hand, not unloading until he sees the whites of their eyes. So there's a meeting last night at the White House that Dan Scavino tweeted out that looked like there was President Trump and he and others were there. Said it's a historic moment. Are they getting the executive orders ready? Folks, these people are, you have to understand, this is an infiltration by a foreign country into our elections to try to overthrow our elections. I believe that President Trump is about to institute the Insurrection Act. And let's take a look at what that is here. Thomas Jefferson signed the Insurrection Act in 1807 to foil a plot by Aaron Burr. And we're just going to read this first part here. You can go. I put this in the chat room. If you want to go read this yourself, let me put this in the chat room for you here. You can go check this out on your own. There we go. It's in the chat room in YouTube if you want to check it out. But we're just going to read this part right here. The Insurrection Act gives U.S. presidents the authority to deploy active duty military to maintain or restore peace in times of crisis. The Insurrection Act was invoked numerous times in the 20th century, most famously when Dwight D. Eisenhower sent the 101st Airborne Division to enforce the desegregation of public schools in Little Rock, Arkansas. So the main key to this here is the Insurrection Act gives the U.S. presidents the authority to deploy active duty military to maintain or restore peace in times of crisis. Are we facing a time of crisis right now? I don't know. I think foreign influence in the attempt to steal our elections would be considered a crisis, I would think. But that's just me. So here, I'm going to read this here. This is from one of the boards. I'm going to read this here, and this is probably going to end this show. We'll have a bunch of time after this. Let's see there. Where'd that go? There we go. I'm going to read this right here. This is a pretty good synopsis of what's going on, and take it for what it is. I'm going to read it for you here. The DNI, Director of National Intelligence, will give the president the assessment of foreign interference in our elections pursuant to the EO dated September 18, 2018. This will be the assessment of all of our intelligence agencies in consultation with the head of all executive departments. The assessment will show massive interference as well as foreign governments working with many persons in positions of authority within the United States to fix the election, which we all know happened. This classified report would give the President of the United States the legal and moral authority to declare this election null and void in some fashion when the time is right. This will open the door to a provisional government or some form of national emergency that will lead to martial law and control of our country. Legal challenges will continue until 75% of the public recognizes that something is wrong occurred in this election, and the exposure of the Chinese Communist Party's actions with regards to compromising our elected officials becomes clear. The exposure of the representative Swalwell at this time is no accident. Everything is being carefully timed. As more cases are spammed into the court and shot down, people realize that our judicial system is no bueno, and use some Spanish. The public must realize there's no justice left in the system. So I'm not going to have time to read all this. If you're a Twitter user, I guess you can go on here and don't even have a link to it. But what we're saying, what they're saying here, basically, this will be a bumpy several weeks. Red pill as many people as possible. Our military will be ready for any foreign actions or anything that's going on. I think that's probably a pretty good estimation of where we stand right now. I believe, as I stated before in previous programs, that this executive order is about to drop here, and fire and brimstone is going to be rained down around upon the head of these treasonous scoundrels here in this country. It's high time that these people be brought to justice. I've been calling for it for a long, long time, as have others. And right now is the time that text said, the backs, our backs are up against the wall. And you know something, folks, that's when patriots are usually at their best, when their backs are up against the wall. There's going to be some people that are just going to sit in the corner and not move, and they're going to be paralyzed in fear, paralyzed with fear, in a fearful state. We have to rise above that. We have to make sure that we're not that person, because our future depends upon it. Our children's future depends upon it. This is the battle for everything, folks, as I've stated before. I'll be back at 9:30 on a critical disclosure broadcast to be able to go over some of these things a little bit quicker. These are just 15-minute brief news updates. Keep forgetting that. So I've got 90 seconds left, obviously. And then I'll be back with another news break. I schedule, I think, at 11:15, 11:30. I have to check my schedule. And we're going to try to do four a day here. I have other things that's going on, so I'm going to have to kind of jiggle it around and work it in. But we appreciate you tuning in today here. I'm James White from Montana Gazette Radio. Check us on all these stations. This is it, folks. It's the battle for everything. Don't sit on the sidelines. The way we win is we all come together. 1 minute left. Thanks so much for looking in. Until next time, James White for Montana Gazette Radio, saying bye now. Let's see if I can get the right button here.